Know what your portion is, and that's not your portion. You're to have good stuff, good news, not bad news, but good news. Know that the enemy is defeated. Know that you got good news, and that good news is greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We are truly happy to have each and every one of you all join us today. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then we'll get in, right into the lesson. You know, I'm a firm believer that in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. So Heavenly Father, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. We come because your word says in everything, give thanks. And we thank you, Father God, for your word, because it's your word, Father God, that enforces and encourage us to and remind us of who we are. I thank you, Father God, that it's your word, Father God, that tells us that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus, that the old things are passed away, and behold, all things are new. So I thank you, Father God, that yes, we are new creatures, and yes, we can walk in the newness of life. I pray, Father God, according to Ephesians 3:16 through 21, I ask you to grant me, according to the riches and the glory that's in Christ Jesus, your strength, my inner spirit, with my thoughts on Jesus, that through faith, the Lord may dwell in our hearts, not only mine, but in all of our, those that are listening, through Jesus Christ. I thank you for it, that we're able to do this. Why? Because we're rooted and grounded in your love. We're rooted and grounded in your word. Hallelujah. So I ask your Heavenly Father to remember those that are asking for prayer. If it's in line with your scripture, we stand in agreement with them. If it's not in line with your scriptures, then Father God, we pray that they will get in line with your word. Pray for the teenagers that's out there today. Pray for those that are mental health, that we're asking Heavenly Father that your will be done in their lives, especially those that have asked for prayer in that area. Pray, Father God, for the right attitude, that people will get the right attitude, Father God. Proverbs 23 and 28 and 29, that we are to rejoice. So I'm going to glory in the things of God. I'm going to live with the unspeakable and full of glory and joy that's in the Lord. So I thank you, Father God, for in the name of Jesus, we can do this. Hallelujah. And we know, Father God, that we are in a warfare, and we have the name of Jesus to use, Heavenly Father. So in the name of Jesus, we bind up anything but come against us in any kind of way, shape, form, or fashion. We put the blood of Christ on it right now, and we use his name. Now, these and all blessings, Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus' name, and for his sake we pray. May everybody agree with the prayer, say amen, amen. Hallelujah. Well, listen, brother, sister, there's a couple things I want to go over. The subject is God said. But before we get into what God really is saying, it's important that you be able to hear what God's saying. It's not a difficult task. Don't get me wrong. But you're going to have to hear either what God's saying or what the enemy's saying. Don't want you to get it twisted. The devil speaks, brothers and sisters. He speaks, and sometimes he speaks loud. And sometimes God speaks in a still voice. But at any rate, you want to hear what God said. So part of this context this week will state that God said this and God said that. And on several occasions, God has said things, and he expects us, you understand, to adhere to it, okay? There's no argument on the fact that God's word speaks. The issue is he saying what you're hearing? See? And that's kind of important. So we're hearing a lot of things, but is it what God's saying? Or is it what? See, because God is omnipotent, brothers and sisters. The enemy is not. God is omnipresent. He can be here and in California and in Ohio all at the same time. Satan can't do that. He's limited. Geographically, he's limited. And he has to leave. Remember over there was that Mark 11, 4, Matthew 4, the 11th verse. Remember he left the 10th verse? He left. So if he was omnipresent, he wouldn't have to leave. He could stay there. But he has his demons to come and fight because that's who he is. That's what he is. But however, it's important that we don't be deceived by the things in this world. And one of the ways that you're not going to be deceived is that you're going to first keep faith in that word, trust in that word, rely on that word, and rely on the fact that God is going to give us guidance and directions, okay? So this week, we want to definitely talk about what the words on our lips mean. It's just like your salvation. When I read Romans 10, 9 and 10, to me, that's powerful. You just ordered your salvation. You just ordered your salvation with your words. And so the word of God is just that important, brothers and sisters. The Bible says in Hebrews 12 and 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and perfect of our faith or finisher of our faith. So that's important. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll read that scripture in Hebrews 12 and 2.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. So Hebrews 12 and 2, reading from the King James. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen.
So the word of faith, which we preach according to Romans 10 and 8, we need to be preaching the word of faith.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to wonder how we could not, how we look unto Jesus. How do we look unto him?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I found that the word and Jesus were one. The word and Jesus are the same. And that's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be one with the word of God. So I know that by looking unto the word and acting on it, I just brought Jesus on the scene instantly by letting that word be alive in me. So when I knew our faith is perfect by our acting on the word, that's letting loose the old man and letting the new man live.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We have to be dominated by the word of God. In other words, what are you saying? I'm saying your word ruled mind. Your word ruled spirit. Your word rules individual. So if somebody asks you, hey, you just like Christ. Christ was born of the word. You're born again of the word.
Yes, amen, amen.
And we are begotten of the word, Peter said. A scripture I like over there in Mark 16:18, as Pastor read that, Mark 16:18, he says, and they shall lay hands, I'm going to ask her to read it out of the Message Bible. Sorry.
Okay.
And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. This means nothing until you act on it. You have to act on the word of God. So verse 17, in my name shall they cast out demons. That's how it have to work. So the scripture means nothing until you act on it. So the moment you begin to say, you know, in the name of Jesus, a devil, I rebuke you, I cast you out. That's when this become a reality.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says, whosoever will.
Yeah.
Whosoever will. You don't got to be a preacher with a robe on. You ain't got to have somebody with a turban on. You ain't got to have had been certified by a church building or an organization. No. Mm-hmm. Because you're doing what God's words say. That's the difference.
Amen. Amen. So reading those verses from the Message Bible, Mark 16:16-17. Whoever believes and is baptized is saved. Whoever refuses to believe is damned. These are some of the signs that will accompany believers. They will throw out demons in my name. They will speak in new tongues. They will take snakes in their hands. They will drink poison and not be hurt. They will lay hands on the sick and make them well. Amen.
Amen. And I want to say, unapologetically, tongues are language. You know, a lot of people, they get saved, they give their life to the Lord, then they figure, I got to go speak in tongues. Tongue is another language. Well, sure, go learn about 5 or 6 languages in combat so that if someone here speaks in a language that we don't know about or tongues, then we need you to interpret that. We don't need you to speak in tongue and then turn around and interpret that. We don't need that. That's confusion.
All right.
When he's talking about speaking in new tongues, He's talking about a different language. Well, preacher, what language is that? That's the language God speaks. You began to speak what the word of God says. The words on your lips. Because he says in Romans 10:9-10, because if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt have salvation. So, when I read that like this. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth as the Lord with thy mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Then you're speaking with a new tongue. Tongue is a language, brothers and sisters. It is the word in my lips that counts. The word becomes a living thing in the lips of believers. It is bringing the unsaved to Christ. You'd be surprised how people respond because you spoke the word of God. And especially when you act on the word of God, it causes the believer to trust in the Lord with all of his heart, according to Proverbs 3:5. That's the way that works, see? That was supposed to have been off. Jeremiah 15:16 said, the word was found, and I did eat them. And the words were unto me a joy and rejoice of my heart, for I call by thy name Jehovah, God of hosts. Psalm 78, 24-25 says, and he ran down manna from them to eat. That's the word of God. Listen, brother, sister, it's about the integrity of the word of God. That's what God said. Not just words, but the integrity. See, our minds are renewed on the word of God. Romans 12:2, we'll read that. As Pastor Shea read it out of the Messenger Bible. Now put a pin there, because I want you to know you're new creatures now. Your old things are passed away. Everything has become new. So guess what? You began to speak the word of God. And the Bible says, and he not being fashioned according to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. Let's see here. Okay. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. Amen.
Yeah. The Bible says, and have put on the new man that is being renewed in knowledge. Can I say that one more time? We're to be renewed in knowledge, not feelings.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Renewed in knowledge. So what knowledge are you getting? We talk about the devil. The devil have knowledge. He has words. He know how to articulate words. So that's why you need the knowledge to know what you can do and what you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think James 1:22 said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only? Because if you're a hearer only, you're going to deceive yourself.
All right.
But I'm going to be real clear. The Bible says we are to allow the word of God to live in us, indwell in us. Let the word of Christ dwell, live in you, and not any kind of way, but richly, meaning abundance. And he says, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. And that's what I'm trying to do now. I want to admonish you. I want you to know that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Just don't be trying to do it on your own. Use the name of Christ. The word of God needs to indwell in us. John said, if you abide in the word and the word abide in you, or another way of saying it, if you let the word live in you, see, you have to do that. You have to do that.
Amen.
Stop thinking, oh, I can read the word of God. No, when you going to let it live in you? When you going to let it catch root? So you got to do something to let it catch root in you. So it'll start living in you. You know, you got to water just like a plant. Fly, whatever. You have to water it. You have to nourish it so it can live.
Amen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, the word of God have to dwell in our heart. So he says, read Ephesians 3:17, Pastor, if you be so kind. Listen, brothers and sisters, tomorrow we'll probably talk about how you let the word of God prevail. The word of God have to prevail over your way of thinking. It has to have that sentence. It has to be bigger than what you think. And if you don't give it that right to prevail, you're going to keep hindering the word of God, because you're going to find reasons. Well, I'm not going to believe this. I'm not going to trust this. But the moment you let loose and let God, you'll see the word of God start prevailing like they did in the book of Acts. But over in, what did I tell you? Ephesians. Uh-huh. Read that for me.
Okay, Ephesians 2:17.
Three.
And Cain, you said Ephesians 2 and verse 3?
No, Ephesians 3:17.
3:17. Okay, thank you, Pastor. 3:17. Okay. Reading from the King James, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love. Amen.
See, Christ and the Word are one. It is the Word dwelling in you, which is the equivalent of Christ. That's if you want to know what the equivalent is Christ, it's the Word of God. It's the unseen Christ. Yeah, they handled him. They saw him in the natural. No reason he told Thomas, blessed are those who believe and not yet seen. There's a blessing. See, some folks want, well, let me touch him. Let me see where you where you stabbed him in the side and jugged him. And let me see his feet. Let me see if he's really, it was really done. So Jesus said to Thomas, blessed is the man who have not seen but yet believe. You can believe in the unseen. Mama, tell you, talking about getting joy when it's like the page almost jumped off. You'll see the Word of God began to work. But it's only do this when you began to apply it. See, we are built up with the Word of God. Over there in Acts, I think it's 20 and 32. And now I commit you to God and the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. That's what's going to build you up, not whooping, not jumping up and down. And I know people say, well, you know what? I pray in tongues. What benefit is it if you praying and nobody's getting blessed behind you? That's such a selfish act. That ain't what Christianity is about. And it's sure God ain't what Christ is about. Christ died for everybody else. Why you think God sent his word to heal? So if the word is in you, we need to realize it is the word that healing people. Not you, not even you laying on your hands. You are declaring what the word of God say. I just love it when Evangelist Renee, she declared that by his stripes, we are healed. Yes. I love it. I love what Isaiah 53 and 4 said. That becomes a reality to my spirit. I know he bore our grief. I know he bore our sickness, every disease. Well, when that become a reality to you, you start confessing that. You start speaking that word. Listen, brothers and sisters, stop feeding your work. Stop feeding your spirit. Your spirit, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to call it a day. Your spirit needs to be fed and not a whole bunch of garbage. Because usually whatever you feed yourself, that's what you're going to become. Your body needs certain things. Your spirit needs certain things, and your mind needs certain things. Your mind is your soul. That's your intellect. That's why your mind can be renewed. Your mind can't be born again. It can be renewed. Well, what you going to renew it on? I'm glad you asked me. It's going to be the Word of God. That's how I'm going to renew my mind on the Word of God, because that's what it needs to be renewed. My spirit is going to be rooted and grounded in that word. Then my body going to follow suit. Then you're going to be able to present your body as a living sacrifice. You know why? Because you got the word of God in your mind. You got the word of God in your spirit. So you just became a living sacrifice. You're alive with the word of God kicking all up in you. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And it ain't about feeling. It's about you speaking that word. And then you may ask yourself, what is the word of God is doing in my life? What is it doing? Is it just convicting you? You don't need the word of God to convict you of sin. You already know when you're messed up. But what you need the Word of God to do is go back to 1 John 1:9. Says if you ask for forgiveness, He's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness.
Yes.
Amen. See, what does it really mean for you to act on that word? It's as though you're acting on what God said, what His word said.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that just the opposite of what the devil, what Adam did? They act on the devil's word. I'm going to say this before I leave. You will be a reflection of what you say. You will be a reflection of what you say. And then people are going to expect what you say. They're going to be looking at you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We're going to end it there. Unless somebody else has something they want to share. You got a word. Anybody like to say anything? We got time. Press 1 and we'll let you in. If you got a word, got something you want to share or something today mm-hmm. that jumped out at you.
Yes, Pastor. In Ephesians 3 and verse 17, I just wanted to read that from the New Living Translation. It says, then Christ will make His home in your hearts as you trust in Him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And also that 18th verse says, and may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep His love is. Amen.
Yeah, I wish more people could comprehend that. God wants you to comprehend His word. He wants you to know how deep it can get in you, how wide it can get. He wants us to know this stuff, man.
Yes.
He wants us to know His love.
Mm-hmm. Yes, He does.
Yeah, he wants to know His love, the width of it, the depth of it. I mean, He wants us to know, He wants to comprehend it, to be able to understand it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
To know that the love of Christ, which it passes all understanding.
Hallelujah.
And He wants us to be filled with this knowledge of knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And too many people are trying to be filled with the knowledge of feeling. Who cares what you feel?
Mm.
I hate to sound ugly, but it's about what the Word of God say. Let it take place. Let it get above the feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. You have to let the Word of God prevail.
Yes, amen.
It has to take over. It has to take over.
Amen.
Anyone else? And thank you again, Pastor, for sharing that at the other. I'm about to go. I think this may be Evangelist Renee.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
I just want to tell the listeners, you just believe. Find your scripture, stand on it. You know, my idea is by His stripes, we will be healed.
Mm-hmm.
Trust it and believe it and say it every time you think about it.
All right,
say
now.
It in your sleep.
Yes.
And just keep repeating, talking to Him. Because He will answer. My scripture, Psalms 121. I love that because it's so personal. It's like you're having a talk with Him.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, my mind is blank, and I know that scripture.
Mm-hmm.
I know
lift up my eyes. Yes. I'll lift up my eyes.
It's so, yeah, lift up my eyes unto the hills.
Yeah.
When my help cometh well.
All right.
And where do your help come from? It comes from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I love that scripture because you just got to believe and trust and keep on going in Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then after you get your healing, you say, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You got to thank him.
Amen.
Our time is not his time.
That's right.
Amen. You can call those things to be not as they will be worth. You can go ahead on and thank him right now. That's how good it
is. All right now. Amen.
Put your faith out there. Go on and thank him now. You ain't got to wait for the walls to come down. Go on and thank him before they come down because you know his word is true.
That's right. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. He's faithful.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Evangelist Renee and all the rest of you guys. And thank you again, Pastor, for that scripture. Meanwhile, y'all.